Hello and welcome to another episode of Resync, an Assassin's Creed podcast.
Yeah.
What's up, Lucas?
What's up?
What's up, friends? Hello. I'm Landon. I already introduced Lucas. Looking pretty schnazzy today. Happy St. Patty's Day for the Patreon subscribers. Happy day after St. Wait. Yeah.
St. Patty's is Monday, so.
Oh. Then it'd be St. Patty's Day for regular people watching it. Happy St. Patty's Day Eve for Patreon people.
Yeah.
Whatever. You know.
I hope you're trashed right now.
But we're back. Sequence 9. We're done with single digits. We're going into sequence 10 next week.
Holy shit.
Another shorter sequence. Like, I looked ahead, like, in the DNA, because I look at the DNA a lot to try to figure out, like, timeline, what's going on here. Because it does seem like Ezio kind of goes in hiding for, like, 9 months or so. Because this, you know, because, again, like, Sequence 8 took place in 1485. And it was under the, like, place of, like, one night. Because it was, like, because of Ezio's actions in Sequence 7, they're like, all right, we're going to kill the Doge tonight. You know, Sequence 9 also takes place in the event, like, in the time frame of one day. But it's 1486. So there is actually, like, a pretty significant passage of time that they just don't talk about, where, you know, Ezio is just kind of hiding out in Venezia for a year, almost.
I feel like they do that a lot, where they just don't mention time passing.
Yeah, they do that quite frequently, where it's just kind of, like, a thing. Like, I'm wondering how far in development they started, like, thinking about the timeline and being, like, because I feel like, in terms of, like, a, like, in the writing stage, they were, like, they had in mind that, like, oh, this is going to take place over, like, years and years versus being, like, one specific time frame like the first game. Because, you know, they kind of, like, age, you know, Ezio's character a little bit. They give him some stubble, things like that. So it was very obviously, like, a choice they made fairly early on in terms of the story. But I think when it came to, like, specific time, they didn't put much thought into it until, like, the very end. And so they just were like, let's just do this, 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 and this. So it was like, I don't know. I could be wrong, but yeah.
It doesn't feel very, continuous? But
continuous, yeah.
Yeah, continuous.
But yeah, there's definitely some times where it got shoehorned in there, like a few sequences ago where, you know, bro was there for, what, 3 years? 3-4 years? And like, they didn't realize he was in Venice, you know? So,
like, he's literally been here, like, a few weeks. Isn't that what they said?
Yeah, like, they said a few weeks, it's like, but it's like they've been, like, years, it's been according years. To the DNA.
It's like, you tell me you just got the information a few weeks ago? Like,
yeah. So, I don't know, man. But we're here. But before we get into the proper sequence, we got to talk about last week's trivia question.
Oh, yeah.
Malarkey, congratulations. You know, the streak lives once again. As the trivia question for last week was, what is the semi-missable achievement that can be obtained in last week's sequence? And that is called Fly Swatter. So there's only two times you can get this achievement, once during Sequence 8, and then once during Sequence 12, because it's the only two times that you get access to the flying machine. And like I said, the achievement is to, like, you know, kick down, like, the guards, and it's called Fly Swatter, because, you know,
you're flying and you're swatting.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, that is the achievement that is semi-missable, because you only have two chances to do it, and then you have to replay the entire game up to Sequence 8 to do it. So I had to make sure that I did it. Getting pretty good on collectibles now. I only have one more secret location left.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because we did the last tomb. It's actually the first thing that both of us did.
Yeah.
We just headed straight for that tomb. That's the last one, and we can get Altair's armor after.
And I did grab it. So he didn't, because he's a loser.
Well, I was busy trying to save Venice. What can I say?
I did save Venice, and I looked way cooler doing it.
Well, I look pretty cool, too. And so, it's Vistazione's secret. Or...
I'm with you.
Visiti, Visitazione's secret is the final assassin tomb. So we'll talk about that real quick. So, you know, essentially, yeah, you were going to those catacombs to find the final assassin seal. And how did you feel about this last tomb?
I actually enjoyed this one a lot because it was more like a cinematic one. Like, I kind of felt like a Batman mission.
Right.
Like, where you just kind of like, I had to chase this guy. I mean, I didn't, you know, you couldn't tackle him.
Yeah.
But then you had to fight a bunch of people. And you got the, loot.
Well, no, you had to go through the time trial after that.
Oh, the time trial.
Yeah.
I did forget about that.
Yeah, and that one pissed me the fuck off because I got fucked by the parkour a couple times, and so it took me like 3 tries to do it.
I just couldn't figure out where to go on the last one. Like, I ninja'd through that, and then I just was like, where do I go for this last one? And then
that last section, it's a little like you know, they don't point it out quite as much because a lot of the time you're just heading fairly straightforward.
Yeah,
you can, but that one actually has you kind of like doing some zigzags.
Like, yeah, you like kind of
you have to kind of loop around. So yeah, it's not quite as, because yeah, I definitely was kind of in the same boat of like, because I fell for the first time while doing that, because doing the turn I did the whole like eject, but I landed on the very edge of the steps. So as soon as I moved, he does the stupid like and this like falls into the water, and I was like, god fucking damn it. Because, you know, I was running low on the timer because it was all in one. And I was like, fuck me. And it's so annoying to go all the way back to the beginning over it because there's no easy way. Like, there's no shortcut thing that pops up like in all the other tombs. You just have to go all the way back and do it from the start.
Yeah, and it does save, like, you know, your progress of hitting the
holes. Yeah,
like, it'll save really the levers. Yeah. You kind of got to hit them anyways to advance.
So. Exactly, yeah. You have to redo them all anyway to get up there because you can't just... Yeah, there's no shortcut thing, and it's really annoying.
It is. Yeah, I failed once, and then the second time I figured it out, so we're good.
But it's the sixth assassin seal. We got it. Yeah, it did feel like a bit of a culmination because, like, you can do the tombs in any order, but, you know, because, like, there was one tomb that was, like, mostly just like the chasing part that was the whole tomb.
Yeah.
And then there was another one that was all time trials and stuff like that. So it is like a culmination in a sense of like everything that came before.
Yeah, then you need to fight all those guys and
right. Yeah, so
you had to fight people and
yeah. It kind of mixes them together. So I would definitely recommend like playing the Assassin's tombs as they come, just because yeah, there is kind of a natural progression to them even though they can be done in any order.
And you get some badass armor.
Yeah.
You like gives you a lot of health.
So yeah, how do you feel about Altair's armor?
I think it looks cool. I especially think it looks cool for this sequence because of all the Cannavale shit that with the mask, like, because you wear like the silver mask and like your armor is silver, just like the silver black, it just looks so good. And then I don't know, do you like for the Cannavale, did you have like the design on your cape?
I don't know. I didn't really pay attention.
So, like, I don't, like, I only had it for this mission. I don't know. It kind of looked like it was part of, like, the outfit at first. But, like, the cape had, like, gold, like designs on it. And it had, like, the, kind of like a Assassin's Creed logo, like, Assassin's logo on it. And it looked sick with, like, the gold mask and, like, the gold cape design and, like, black. I was like, ooh.
I wonder if that has to do with Altair's armor, because I feel like I didn't have that.
Well,
because
I didn't have it after that, though, which I thought was weird. Like, I was just back to a regular black cape after that mission.
Oh, maybe it was then for Carnival. I just didn't pay attention. I don't know. But getting into the sequence proper, after, like I said, it's been allegedly a while since the assassination of the Doge, and there's the new Doge, Marco, which they had planned that he would be installed in next. So Ezio goes to Leonardo's as the most wanted man in Venice, because, again, like, he was framed for the murder of the Doge.
I feel like he goes to Leonardo's when he's always kind of the most wanted man.
Yeah. You know what, like, Leonardo, honestly, is a real one, because bro is just, like, an artist slash inventor, and, you know, he doesn't really have any sort of fighting skills.
He's basically
Lester. Yeah, He's literally just like a one of the most wanted criminals in the entire country is just constantly showing up to this dude's place, and he doesn't bat an eye. He's just like, yeah, whatever you need, bro. He's like,
Ezio.
Yeah, like, what's up, my brother? And so, you know, he asks for a mask to conceal himself because, you know, he's like, I don't know what to do. I'm wanted as shit. And Leonardo's like, well, good news. It's Carnival.
Perfect timing.
Yeah, everybody has a mask. So, you know, whatever. So look at that. I've got a mask for you. Here you go. And so you get a mask that literally makes you, like, incognito the entire time. Like, I literally went up and just killed guards and they didn't react. Like, the other guards just didn't give a fuck.
I didn't even know that. I wish I would have taken advantage of that.
Yeah. You're permanently incognito with the Carnival mask. Damn. So, yeah, this is the sequence to do shit. Because you literally...
get away with everything.
You literally do. Because I went... What was it? I think I was trying to kill one of the Borgia. And then there were some guards right by and accidentally double assassinated some guards. And I was like, ah, shit. But then the other guards didn't care. Like, you'd think that they'd at least be aggroed right there. And they're like, ah, it's kind of all, it's cool. Like, it's just that you're just permanently fucking incognito. Yeah. And it's dope as fuck.
That's funny as fuck. I wish I knew that.
Yeah.
Big sad.
So, you know, great mask. It's, you know, it's a great sequence for that shit. You just run around and be a fucking menace. And so, yeah. But he also gives Leonardo another codex page, which reveals a fucking pistol mod for the hidden blade.
Yeah, I was like, how long ago, like, who hit
that
page?
That's what I'm saying. Like, the codex page, like, the codex is how old?
Yeah.
Like, this is like an ancient text.
Yeah, pistols in your arm? Like, we don't have that now.
Exactly. Like, fucking mini pistols coming out from the hidden blade. Like, that's insane.
Pew, pew.
But also, another mechanic I had no idea was so early on in the franchise, I completely forgot about. Then the second game, we've got fucking pistols. Oh, I don't remember, like... fucking, like, firearms. Like, the first time I could think of firearms was, like, Assassin's Creed 3, when you've got the muskets and, like, the handguns and stuff like that.
I do remember there being a I just thought it was in later games. I thought it was for some reason Revelations. Like, I thought, like, it was, like, hook blade, then gun.
Right.
Like, that's...
yeah, but you get gun in the second game.
Gun in the second game.
The Assassin's Creed game. Assassin with a gun. But... yeah, I mean, that's sick as fuck. Like, I actually really love that pistol. It's super nice. Because it's really nice if you gotta, like, take out, like, one person. Especially, like, one person. Or it's just a really, like, fucking, like, not to get all skibbity riz on you guys, some Gen Alpha stuff, but it's some good aura farming to start off an encounter when you're just on top, like, on a building, and you're just like, bam!
Yeah, and the way you look, too, because you're just kind of like,
literally, just like...
you, like, line up your shot, and...
it's sick as fuck. You look like a little fucking cowboy. Just in the Renaissance. Just like... wah, wah, wah. So, I appreciated that a lot. But it is kind of fucking wacky about running around the Renaissance with a goddamn little, like, hidden mini pistol. You know.
I haven't seen any of these... I haven't seen any, like, guns in this game yet, have we?
Nope. Because Leonardo mentions it being, like, a firearm. And so I was trying to think about, like, I don't know the timeline of, you know, firearms in the world. Like, when those started becoming a thing. I imagine, because you've got cannons and different stuff like that. There are, like, you know, people on ships. I feel like this is, like, the starting formation of, like... yeah, there would be pirates around this time because this is literally less than a decade before Christopher Columbus discovers America.
Okay, so it's definitely like at least some like gunpowder.
Yeah, so there's
blasting
some stuff.
Shit.
Yeah, but you know, again, it's all pretty primitive, and so them having a whole fucking like little hidden pistol, I think it's hilarious, but. Hey, whatever. It's cool. It's cool. You know, assassins have cool shit.
Pew, pew.
Yeah. And so, after that, Leonardo sends Ezio to a, quote, mutual friend of him and Antonio's.
She's a sister.
To Sister Teodora. Yeah,
nun.
Yeah, who happens to be a slutty nun because it's another brothel that you're cool with.
Yeah, apparently we're just getting banged by all these chicks all the time.
It's great, you know, so the more courtesans. And so, you know, yeah, you're going over to, because you want to talk to Antonio about trying to handle this Doge situation. And so you go to Sister Teodora's, and she's a sister who likes pleasing the misters, you know? Yeah. It's crazy times, but you're not really there for too long, you know, and honestly, like, Antonio is just kind of, like, chilling, relaxing, like, not really giving too much of a fuck. Kind of pissed me off. I wasn't a big fan of Antonio this sequence. He was literally just, like, either being like, nope, we can't do it, or like, eh, don't worry about it, have some fun with the ladies. Like, was bro on opium or something? Like, I don't know. Like,
he was a little off.
Yeah. Bro was just not caring.
No.
But it's not long after you're there that all of a sudden one of the patrons just murders one of the girls and goes running off.
And it starts a mission called Damsel in Distress, which I'm really confused about because, like, how can she be in distress if she's dead?
Well, I feel like you could look at it one of two ways. One, it could be Sister Teodora that's the damsel in distress because she wants you to chase after them. Or there's the times when, you know, he, like, takes girls hostage, when he's like, don't come closer or I'll kill this girl.
That makes sense.
So,
you turn out your pistol.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, it's a nice little tutorial, like, you know, enhanced tutorial for the pistol because, yeah, you can't get close to him because he's, like, you know, he has, like, girls with him. And so you just gotta use pistol and do a little...
Yeah, which... The first time I did that, I actually fucked it up really bad. I got too close to him because I wasn't paying attention to what I had to do. I got too close and he killed the girl and then he started running away and, like, got another girl. And it was, like, by some guards and I, like, go the thing too early and all of a sudden all these guards started attacking me. And then I failed.
Nice.
Yeah.
See, I did not fail. I succeeded.
Yeah, then I restarted and I just went, pew. And he died.
Hell yeah. But, yeah, good use of the pistol, good way to get in Sister Theodora's graces, all is well, except for the one chick that died, but, oh well, happens.
Happens.
Shit happens. And so, let's see, and I did some assassination missions, which I will say, compared to Florence, the assassination missions are so much better laid out in Venice, where it's actually, like, splitting them up, because there's actually an assassination mission that is, like, set during Carnival, so it's like, is it missable? Like, do you have to do it this sequence? Because it specifically, like, about how it's, like, you know, because Lorenzo, wants you to strike down some people that are using Carnival as, like, a hiding place to hide out. Like, they're co-conspirators. So it's like, can you only do that during sequence 8?
I feel like that definitely sounds like you can miss it.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, are there missable assassin missions in this game?
That's kind of cool.
I don't know. But, yeah, it was interesting. But, or maybe it's, like, it gets, like, changed during Carnival. Like, maybe afterwards, like...
back to Carnival or something, like...
Well, I was thinking more so on the lines of, like, there are people hiding out, dressed up as something different that's not Carnival-related. But I don't know if they go that in-depth with the coding. Because then you'd have to, like, do, like, different assets for it and change out some, you know, the bunch of code. I don't know. But it was interesting to see. But... anyway, heading back to Teodora's, Antonio is basically, like, doubting the potentiality of assassinating Marco, being like, bro, literally does not leave his palazzo. You know, he knows better. There's no way we can do this.
And then the nun was like, look, for you, he does leave
tonight. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Sister Teodora is, like, basically... Ezio's basically like, man, fuck Antonio. I like this bitch. Because she's over here just like, you know, actually, he's leaving tonight because he's throwing the biggest party in Carnival. And I know a way for you to get in because you need a gold mask that's numbered so it can't be forged. But they know a way to get one. And so... you start walking with Antonio and Teodora to some Carnival festivities, and she gives you a little background about her, explaining that she literally just creates a brothel church because she became disillusioned by the Christian church. And she's like, I want love to be at the forefront. I think love should be at the forefront of the Christian church. With, like, I mean, I think that's a great idea, but it's like,
show me all the love you want.
You know, like, hey, Sister Theodora is a baddie. So, you know what? You do you. Yeah, I'll join. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
But, you know, so yeah, she's basically just like, yeah, I don't like Christian church. And so, you know, she just like started her own church where she pleases her.
Sex church, baby. Yeah,
sex church. Let's go. And so, you know, you get to the event where essentially Ezio's tasked to win 4 different events in this competition to win a gold mask. It's kind of essentially like this VIP entrance to the Doge's carnival party. And so, yeah, you have to do a bunch of stuff. And so you get the first 3 events where you can do in any order. But the official order, the first one is the race.
Damn.
Where you have to set a new record on a race course. I did it in the opposite order. And so, yeah, it's, you know, it's essentially one of the race side missions. That's basically all it is.
It was
nothing fancy.
It was fine.
Yeah, it was fine.
I had 10 seconds left to spare.
Say I had like 15.
Wow.
I'm cool like that. But next, Ezio must win a game of Capture the Flag, which I thought was kind of dumb at first. I'm not going to act like it's like revolutionary or whatever, but it's like, because like each round it does get like more difficult. Like the other person will like, you know, kind of get
better. You fucking zoomed for me on round 3.
Yeah, round 3. I don't think it's possible for you to reach the flag first in round 3. You're kind of forced to catch him, which I did lose the first round because I didn't know his route at all. So bro just kind of took off and there was no catching him. So the next round I thought ahead and I just like went over to his place to intercept him because I was like, there's no way I'm getting this flag. So I just went over to where he was, where I knew he was going to approximately be going, and just was like, fuck you. So like, yeah,
boo bitch.
But yeah, good time. And Lucas, you know, you had a similar experience.
Yeah. I was starting to get, I got annoyed that I didn't get him on the third one because I was so close. I tried, because he almost got it to his on the second try. So I kind of knew his route, and I was trying to meet him up there. And I just missed him by, like, this much. He just walked up the stairs like, you fucking asshole.
But finally, Ezio must obtain more ribbons than anyone else from the ladies of Carnival. It's to show he's a bit of a ladies man. And this is where my trivia question comes into play for this week. Riddle me this, friends. How many ribbons do you need to collect in this little mission to be to win the competition? How many ribbons do you need to grab? That's the trivia question for this week. Answer down in the comments or over on Patreon, depending on where you're listening or watching. Let us know.
Yeah.
That's a trivia question. How you like them apples, malarkey? See if you got the cojones for it. But those are the 3 missions. I think it's really funny because, you know, it, like, in that mission, you literally basically are just, like, shoving these women, grabbing the ribbons.
Yeah, you're just,
it's
like,
supposed to be, yeah, like, you know, it's framed like they're giving them to you, but you're just going in these fucking crowds, you're just like whacking them.
And then they're like, ooh.
Yeah, literally. It's like, you can find this afternoon as you're, like, snatching.
Just, like punching them in the stomach.
Yeah, he's like, and so, you know, and then finally you're introduced to the 4th event, which is separate from the rest, where you must defeat every contestant in combat, some hand-to-hand fisticuffs, which it's pretty extremely easy, but also, yeah, like the entire like event, Silvio and Dante, 2 Templars, are little watching bitches the whole time, and they're not happy. And so Silvio starts to intervene, and he literally sends Dante in to challenge you.
And Dante's all like, huh, I'm going to get this guy. And then I, you know, didn't get hit by him.
Literally, yeah, did not get hit once.
No.
Bro literally got whomped. Like, literally just like,
yeah, my favorite is when you grab them and you just fucking pop.
Literally. Just over getting fucked.
Put their
up
knee on their right to your, or put your knee right to their forehead.
Literally. Fucking them up. And so after his bodyguard gets thoroughly thrashed, Silvio's like, fine, fuck it. And just sends four armed guards after you. Yeah, with
knives. He pays off the guy and he's just like, I'm going to start stabbing. He's like, stabbing's fine now.
Yep. But it still doesn't work because, you know, just like counter the first one, take the weapon, and then just start stabbing. Exactly.
One guy stabbed right in his forehead.
Yep. And so it's a great time. You know, you just completely wipe the floor with the competition.
Didn't get hit one time. I keep bringing that up because I was pissed off when we got to that podium and he's all like gashed up. Like I had like blood coming out my lip and like my chest was all red. I was like, why? I was like, I didn't get hit. I was like, I shouldn't be bleeding at all.
Well, you're bleeding on the inside.
Cutscene.
But yeah, you get to that podium all ready to accept your award. But Silvio medals once again and gives the gold mask to Dante instead because they're not letting you in that fucking party. Which, I mean, I guess makes sense. they are well aware this man is Ezio. And so they're like...
How do they know?
But I wear my mask. So, you know, they're giving it to Dante.
Yeah, plans. It would have made more sense if you would have, like, Robin Hooded that shit and just, like, dressed up. And it cost like something when he did all that instead of just wearing full assassin robes.
Right. You're like, oh, yeah, no, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
But also, I feel personally, I feel like it should have been the trap for the like actual party because you're telling me that there's a man that very clearly wants to kill you. And you're going to have a competition for anybody in the city to potentially get invited to your party.
And you're going to base it off physical skill. Like.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to base it off fucking assassin skills. And it's like
climbing, fighting.
Like, yeah.
Stealing.
Yeah. So it's like... You know, I don't see like I felt like it should have just been framed as like he gets it and then it's like a trap and everything. But like they kind of already did that in like previous sequences, so maybe they were just worried about like being too repetitive.
Passionate.
So you know, but essentially, yeah, they give it to Dante, and then you got to regroup. You head back to Theodora's, and you're trying to figure out what to do now. And she's like, you know, you can't kill him. They're gonna go into lockdown. You gotta swipe it from him.
Yeah, gotta be sneaky. Steal that bitch.
Yeah, so she's like, I got girls on route. You can just use them to blend, distract him, do what you gotta do.
Yeah, it was honestly super easy.
Yeah, it was really easy.
I was thinking that was like the whole mission was just stealing that thing, and I like got to him and like hired some girls and walked over and just stole it in a second.
Literally.
And I was just like walked away. And I was like, that was easy. Like I literally stopped and was just so like, oh. That was it.
That happened.
Yep. Okay, time to go. I thought that was going to be like more eventful than that.
Nope. That's it. And so, yeah, it's because that is the like part of the final mission because you steal the mask and then you're heading into the party to go with, you know, to go assassinate Marco, who is on this ship that hasn't quite arrived yet. And there's guards everywhere. And, you know, you're still kind of noticeable. So you kind of have to like... bounce between like different like courtesans, like blend while you're waiting for the ship to arrive. And then how did you approach things when the ship finally did arrive? I'm curious.
I just stood right in the center, right there right where he was, and blasted him.
That's exactly what I did. I was like, we got the pistol. I was like, here you go. Just bam. Because they're talking about like, oh, you won't be able to get to him, like, you know, like there's too many people, you can't swim. Just
blast him.
Yeah, exactly. It's like you just gave me a pistol. Like, why the fuck would I need to do that? Let me just shoost him. So I fucking blasted his ass. It's literally like the second I had a shot, I was like, yeah, you're dead.
And then I just ran away because there's a lot of guards. I was starting to actually try and fight some of them, and then I realized how many there were, and I was just like, phew.
Yeah, I just smoke bombed my ass out of there. Literally, the second it was done, just pew pew.
I keep forgetting about smoke bombs.
See, I had done that for a few sequences. I'd forgotten about them, so now I've been trying to make more of a conscious effort to do it.
I gotta use them.
I also got a bunch of fucking, like, Assassin's Blade counters because I wanted to test out your theory about brutes. And yeah, I countered a brute with the fucking Assassin's Blade. Just turn him around and cha!
Stab. It's fucking great. Or you can do the one where you double stab him in the throat.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was fun. I mostly use Assassin's Blade this sequence. It's a good time.
Yeah. I was using the new sword I bought a lot.
Fair.
That's because, fair. Because, you know, it looks pretty.
Hey, yeah.
It has an eagle.
Whee!
Eagle sign.
But that's the entirety of sequence 9. Like, these sequences have been going pretty fast here. I think they're, you know, their pacing's picking up a little bit, which I do appreciate the new, you know, continuing to get new mechanics, new things like that. But yeah, they are moving pretty speedily compared to some of the earlier sequences.
I just realized that this mission is called having a blast, and I bet that's a reference to, you know, having to blast him.
Yeah. Blast him, pop a cap in his ass. But yeah, that is pretty much it. Like I said, yeah. Be sure to answer the trivia question. I did want to bring up something that I thought was kind of cool. So again, like, Assassin's Creed Shadows is literally coming out for Patreon people it'll be 4 days, for regular people 3 days. Like, next week we will have played some Assassin's Creed Shadows.
Oh, yeah.
So, it's almost here. I'm super excited. Again, I'm going to be streaming it on Twitch right at launch, doing a bunch of streams for it over on some
kunai.
Panda Master Twitch, getting into Japan. Super excited. And so, you know, a bunch of people have obviously been gearing up for the game. And one thing I liked is, so there's this thing that IGN does called Face Off, where essentially you do, like, duels. It's not quite like a rank your favorite, like, you know, games or whatever, but it'll just pit up duels and it will rank the best by, like, percentage of wins, essentially. So it's like it's slightly different from, like, a ranking system, but it essentially functions as such, and you can do multiple times and all that stuff. And so they did a face off for what's the best Assassin's Creed game, and it's gotten like hundreds of thousands of duels to kind of compute this. And so I figured it would be interesting to kind of go over, like, this is, like, the general population's, you know, what they think is, like, the ranking of Assassin's Creed games. And so, because I have some differences. I have some qualms with some of it. And Lucas hasn't seen this list.
No, I haven't.
So I think it would be funny. Yeah. So at the very bottom, what the majority of people, at least, you know, IGN traffic, considers to be the worst game. No.
Oh, okay.
It's Assassin's Creed Rogue.
Oh.
Which I disagree with. Again, like,
I can see that, though.
You know, but I do know a lot of people didn't care about it because, again, this was when, you know, Rogue and Unity both came out. They, like, a lot of people were like, why would I play the old gen game when you've got this new gen game? But then that game turned out to be broken. And so, you know, like, a lot of people were like, we really love Rogue. So, like, and Rogue has gotten a lot of love over the years. Like, people who have went back and played it, they're like, no, this game's the shit. But I think it's hard when it is pretty similar to Black Flag and it's not Black Flag, so, you know, I do think that has, you know, a lot going against it. But in terms of story, you know, the way they switched up the formula playing as a Templar, bad call, guys. I will say, bad call. But then at number 12, because it only goes through the mainline ones, it's not like the Chronicles games or anything like that. So at number 12 is Assassin's Creed Mirage, which honestly makes sense because by that point, I don't think too many people really played Mirage because a lot of people were pretty burnt out, stuff like that. You know, I heard it was, like, good but not great. You know, I get it. Number 11 is Assassin's Creed Unity, which, as much as I defend the game, I think it's the worst Assassin's Creed game.
Had a bad launch.
Yeah, it had a very bad launch. And, you know, like, it's been pretty much fixed now. And there's a lot of really cool stuff about it that I really like. But at the end of the day, it is the worst Assassin's Creed game, to be fair. You know, I'll give it that. So I'm surprised it's not the bottom of the list. But there has been a big resurgence. Like, there's an active Unity community playing the game still.
Well, people liked how fast the climbing is in that game.
Yes, it arguably has the best parkour in the entire series. They went hard on it. And it's part of the reason that it failed so much because, you know, that's they had a lot of crunch.
Yeah,
and buggy and stuff. But, like, it is such a good parkour system. Like, I still remember playing that game for the first time and being like, oh my god, this is so fluid and nice. It's the best the movement has ever been for the series.
Yeah.
Still to this day.
I think I remember actually playing at your house. Like, your mom's.
Yeah, might have been, because I'm on PC.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, good times. Number 10, Syndicate. Which, fair. I always called Syndicate just a better version of Unity, honestly. there's been a lot of hate recently for Syndicate. People really don't like Syndicate because of the fair assumption, like, or not assumption, like the fair point of like the grapple hook kind of like takes away a lot of the parkour gameplay, because then you're just grappling around and otherwise you're creating a lot of work for yourself if you don't. Just very fair. But then they also had the Jack the Ripper DLC, and that shit was bussin'. A lot of people say that's the best Assassin's Creed content to ever release. Dang. And it's in a DLC that almost nobody played.
Dang.
So, pretty sick. Number 9, the OG Assassin's Creed. I can agree with that. Fair enough. Number 8, Assassin's Creed Revelations.
Oof.
So, again, I feel fine. Like that's fair. That's fair.
Fine, I guess. There's a lot of good story in that game.
Yeah, but, you know, I think compared to, you know, the rest of the Ezio trilogy, it's definitely the weakest one. And, you know, I do think that the pacing's a little off, like, splitting between, like, Ezio and Altair. Like, it can be a little wonky sometimes. You know, there's not near as many, like, gameplay innovations. It's kind of more the same. But, yes, the story is very good, and it's a great wrap-up for Ezio. Still a good game. 7, Assassin's Creed 3. Like I said, I'm okay with that.
I guess.
Yeah.
I hate putting Black Flag above it, because Black Flag's gonna be like 2.
We shall see. We're getting there. Number 6, a game I think is too high. It's Assassin's Creed Valhalla. I was surprised it was as high as it was. Like I said, I like Valhalla. I do. But I was surprised it was that high, because I don't think anybody finished that game. It's just a fucking absurdly long game. It is too long, especially when you consider Dawn of Ragnarok and all the other expansions. There's so much in that game. To a fault, I think. And so it's just, it's a lot of game. It's a lot of game. But it's a number 6. And number 5, a criminally low game, Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. Brotherhood's a number 5, which I think is a fucking travesty. I think a lot of people just think about, like, Assassin's Creed 2 as being, like, the amazing Ezio game and just kind of, like, forget about Brotherhood.
But Brotherhood was, like, has everything the first game has, plus, like, way cooler shit.
Yeah, it's, like, just the Brotherhood aspect, again, like, I think they're neck and neck, like, 2 and Brotherhood. Yeah. They're almost interchangeable. I think I'd slightly give it to 2 over Brotherhood, but it should be, like, right there with it. And so I was very disappointed in the people for putting it at number 5. But, yeah, that's Brotherhood. And number 4 is Assassin's Creed Origins, which I'm not too mad about, because Origins fucking slaps.
Okay.
I know it's an RPG, but it's fucking great. And number 3, Lucas's least favorite Assassin's Creed game, it's Odyssey, is the number 3 best game voted by the community.
Well, the community sucks.
Number 3 best game. And here we go. Number 2, which I guess I should say number 1, really, because that you know, you'll know what number 1 is by knowing number 2. So the best Assassin's Creed game, as voted by the community, at least by IGN standards, is Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag. They say Black Flag is the best Assassin's Creed game. Better than Assassin's Creed 2.
Basically, they're wrong. Because it's not even an Assassin's game, first of all. It's a fucking pirate game. You're a pirate the entire time. And then, spoilers, you're not really not a fucking assassin. You could just become a goddamn Templar.
Yeah, fair. But, like, it's a really good game. Because I'm going to be honest, like,
it's a good pirate game. I'm not going to disagree with that. If it was a pirate game, good game. Because it's, honestly, it's just almost just as good as Sea of Thieves.
Yeah. Like, a lot of people consider Black Flag to be the best pirate game ever made.
Like, it's up there. And, but it's not an Assassin's Creed game. And that's, it should not, it doesn't deserve that number one spot. I'll die on that hill. It's a good game, but it's barely an Assassin's Creed game.
I'm okay with it.
No.
I'm okay with it. I think two is the best.
Or Brotherhood not being number one is wrong.
I'm okay with 2, Brotherhood, or Black Flag topping the list. Like, those three games are, like, my podium for Assassin's Creed. So, I'm okay with it. I wouldn't personally put Black Flag at the top, but I'm okay with it. I don't think it's far off, so I'm not too upset. But yeah, I know how you feel about it. I'll be curious to see, because I mean, we still got a ways before Black Flag, but we're not too far off from it. So I'm curious.
I know to see I'm how gonna enjoy Black Flag when I play it, because I actually enjoyed playing it when I had it. I just got annoyed when it became like boats. Like I had just upgraded my goddamn boat. I'm also curious
because that was pre Sea of Thieves. Like you have like what 100 hours in Sea of Thieves.
Yeah,
you have all this time now, so I'm curious. Like you know, you're much more of a pirate person now.
I was a pirate person before. I've always liked pirates. I just didn't want to play pirate game.
Well, what if you...
It's called Assassin's Creed, not Pirate's Creed.
Well, it is called Black Flag.
Well, Black Flag could mean a number of things.
And I don't know. I think there's still a fair bit of assassin stuff. You're in the islands. You're on the, you know, going around assassinating plenty of people. Like, yes, there is a lot of pirate content. Which I feel like now,
once we go back, your guns, like you have like 400 guns, you're like,
and it's sick as fuck. You have a gun in Assassin's Creed too.
Yeah, but like it's, I mean, it's, I'm not, I don't know, it's just not, it's a pirate game. Like I said, it's a really good pirate game. It's just, but it doesn't like make it number like 3. I'm fine with that because like I get it, it's a good game.
Because that's where it is for me. It is at number 3 for me. Personally, but I'm okay with it being number one. I can't be.
I'm not.
Yeah, I can tell. I think everybody's aware that you're not okay with it. But yeah, I thought that was cool. Again, like that's you know, like a pretty large subset of people, you know, all like saying stuff and you know going off of that, and this kind of where the current Assassin's Creed community ranks the games. Which I thought was interesting. That's kind of the general opinion as far as Assassin's Creed games go. So we'll see. Again, like, fucking Odyssey was 3, which I was pretty surprised with. But I do know a lot of people loved Odyssey. That was kind of the turning point for a lot of people. And there's a lot of Origins defenders, too. And so I guess, you know, a lot of people really love the RPGs in general, so I guess it makes sense why Valhalla was higher up but not quite as high as the others, because most people do kind of consider Valhalla to be the weakest of the three. Even though, like, I think it's probably the best one of the best constructed Assassin's Creed games, just in terms of the gameplay mechanics and how much, like, just pure, like, raw content there is that is pretty much firing on all cylinders. It's just a lot. And that one, I think, is much more on the end of it's not an Assassin's Creed game. Even though you do have the Hidden Blade, which you don't have in Odyssey. Like, Odyssey is arguably the most non-Assassin's Creed game.
Yeah.
You know, out there.
That's why it's my least favorite.
But then, like, Valhalla, it's like you have the Hidden Blade, but you're rarely ever doing anything stealthy because you're literally laying siege to fucking England. Like, that's the entire point of the fucking game, is you are taking over England by force.
Yeah, I just missed the story. Give me Templars and Assassins.
Well, I mean, in the old games, it's Order of the Ancients and the Hidden Ones, which are technically those. You know, they get redone, and there's a lot of story stuff. Just, you know, hidden in there.
Shouldn't be hidden. It should be fucking right there.
Well, there's your Assassin's gameplay. You gotta find the lore. That's where the assassin part comes in. You gotta figure out what the fuck's going on with the story. God. And so, anyway, we'll get out of here. Again, we're very close to Shadows. We'll have some first impressions of Shadows for you guys next week, which is very exciting. But until then, appreciate you guys. Don't forget to answer the trivia question. Go on over to Patreon. Subscribe to our apprentice tier or initiate tier if you feel so inclined to do so. We'd really appreciate it. Or if you just want to join for free, again, it's our main communication hub for information about new episodes, things like that. And so even if you don't want to spend any money or have any money to spend, it's completely free to join. Get those updates. You know, that's where we mostly will update things about, you know, the show and how it's going and, you know, any changes or anything. So be sure to head over to Patreon at Resync Podcast. And so, yeah, good stuff. You got anything more you want to add about Assassin's Creed 2 or anything beyond?
I do not. It's, you know, thanks for watching, guys.
Yeah, we appreciate you guys. Tuning
in, listening, however you consume.
Hell yeah. And remember, nothing is true
Everything is permitted.
Arrivederci.